listening to the Agent Survival Guide podcast, a podcast for today's insurance agents. Informing, educating, empowering, improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static. In today's episode, if you are feeling overwhelmed by Medicare's compliance rules, welcome, friend. You are in great company here, and you are not alone. We've got three easy ways to stay compliant without having to sacrifice time that could be spent selling in staying compliant without compromising salesmanship, written by Emily Markovic. Do you ever feel like staying compliant with every rule surrounding Medicare seems pretty daunting? And if you're so busy making sure you're staying compliant, how will you ever have the time to meet with clients and sell? First of all, did you know that aligning yourself with a field marketing organization, or FMO for short, is a great way to remedy this issue? Among other things, an FMO is a team of knowledgeable professionals that can help you understand the rules and regulations that go hand in hand with selling insurance. In addition to partnering with an FMO, there are simple ways to ensure you're being compliant that won't take up much of your time. One is to collect and retain scopes of appointment. Collecting a scope of appointment, commonly abbreviated as SOA, is the easiest and fastest way you can stay compliant. SOAs are simple to fill out and only take a matter of minutes to obtain. It may seem like a no-brainer, but when times get busy, collecting it can be easy to overlook. Luckily, CMS allows agents to collect SOAs the same day as the appointment, which makes the process even easier. Now, simply collecting the SOA is not the only step. You must keep SOAs for 10 years in an organized and easily accessible manner. If you find yourself being audited by a carrier, you'll want to have the ability to quickly access this document. Tools like MediCareful, exclusive to Ritter Insurance Marketing, make this compliance step a cinch. MediCareful features its own user-friendly electronic SOA and automatically stores those eSOAs within our agent dashboard, the Ritter platform, for easy access in the future if needed. And if any of those things sound enticing or unfamiliar, we will have links in our show notes so you can learn all about MediCareful as well as sign up for your own free site. To be safe, we suggest you become familiar with all of the standard scope of appointment guidelines and the SOA policies of the carriers you're contracted with. Another great way to stay compliant is to know the Medicare industry news. Staying up to date on what is going on in our industry is an easy way to stay compliant. You'll be in the loop about general and carrier-specific updates rather than finding out weeks or months later. Just imagine you submit an enrollment application for an MAPD plan, but you're unaware of the carrier's decision to no longer offer that plan in that market. Not only do you have an unhappy client, but you also have to meet, quote, and take an application from that unhappy client all over again, if they're willing to meet with you. It might seem unlikely, but information can get lost in the shuffle if you aren't diligently staying up to date. By taking just 5 or 10 minutes each week to check out press releases, carrier newsletters, a Medicare blog, a podcast like this one, or even an insurance forum, you'll be less likely to miss crucial information and updates. Also, the Medicare Communications and Marketing Guidelines, or MCMG for short, is an extremely useful resource for all things compliance. Each year, the MCMG is reviewed and updated. This year, that was with a brief 8-page memo rather than a full publication. And if you missed that memo, we will have the link to that in our show notes, as well as an episode that gives you the TLDR or too long didn't read version. When you are aligned with an FMO like Ritter Insurance Marketing, these yearly MCMG updates are reviewed by knowledgeable experts in the industry and distributed to keep agents like you abreast of the new compliance changes. Just like the MCMG updates, FMOs distribute other carrier and industry news. And that happens in many ways: emails, direct phone calls, meetings, webinars, videos, podcast episodes, blog articles, even on social media. If you are already partnered with us, then maybe you've experienced and benefited from our communications firsthand. If you are not partnered with Ritter, well, maybe it's time to reconsider. Registering with RitterIM.com is free and simple, and it gives you unlimited access to our tools, resources, and communications that will help to ensure you're compliant without sacrificing your time. Webinars are another great resource that we offer here, and just like FMOs, carriers also host webinars to cover their new tools, explain changes in the market, help you prepare for upcoming enrollment periods, and more. Fortunately, you can pretty much view a webinar anywhere with internet access, no traveling required. And my favorite thing about webinars is that they are oftentimes recorded. So if you can't attend it live, you may still have a chance to watch it at a time that fits into your schedule a little more conveniently. And I don't know about you, but I am all about convenience. All in all, whether you are preparing for a meeting, marketing to your clients, solving an enrollment issue, or following up with your clients, compliance should be in the forefront of your mind. Remembering and following all of the compliance rules in this industry might seem overwhelming at times, but these methods that we've outlined today are surefire ways to stay compliant and leave you plenty of time to sell. If I can be honest here for a minute, compliance is probably the most difficult thing to wrap your head around in this industry after learning all of the plans and parts of Medicare and getting all of that information sorted out. At least it was for me. But one of my favorite things to do when I don't understand something or I don't know much about a topic is just to research it, read all that I can about it, listen to podcast episodes on it, watch videos about it. I just want you to know that you are in good company here. Here at the Agent Survival Guide, we get it. That's why survival is in our name. We have covered compliance many, many times, both here on the podcast and on the Agent Survival Guide site. And we will have links to all of our compliance resources in the show notes, including the ones that are exclusive to this podcast. I just want to touch on some of these resources so you know what you're getting into before you click on each link. First up, the Medicare Communications and Marketing Guidelines. There was a memo that came out earlier this year that amended the 2019 MCMG document from CMS. We will have links to both of those documents in our show notes. We created an article that pulled the most pertinent info from that memo, and we created a podcast episode from that. So we will have the links to both of those items in our show notes. The past three episodes of this podcast have been updates to our compliance episodes, which we typically update each year as the MCMG are revised. Episode 164, The Do's and Don'ts of Medicare Compliance, is just what it says it is. All the things you need to know that CMS says you can and cannot do when it comes to marketing, Medicare Advantage, and Medicare Part D plans. Then, in episode 165, we talked about the rules for hosting a compliant Medicare educational event. In addition to the article and podcast episode on that, we recently created a guide on how to host a successful Medicare educational event. That is currently available as a free download, and we will link to that in our show notes as well. Last episode, we discussed the rules for hosting a compliant Medicare sales event. And if you've been wondering about CMS compliance and social media, we've got two episodes from our Social Media 101 series that cover those topics: insurance agents and CMS compliance, as well as privacy tips for insurance agents. Again, we will be linking to all of these resources in our show notes. If you have not listened to these episodes or read through the articles, we highly recommend that you do that. Whether this is your first AEP or your 10th, I just want to say good luck selling this AEP. Thank you for listening to this installment of the Agent Survival Guide podcast. And don't forget to check out the show notes for all of the compliance resources we mentioned today. We will see you next episode.